Okay, on the fast days, we read the Haftorah from Yeshaya, Perek Nun Hei Nun Vav, Deshua Hashem Behimatzo, in the series of Shirim on the summer parashios. So I want to include this. We read on Shiva Shabbat Tammuz, a discussion of this Haftorah, and also it's discussed in general in Yonim of Galus and Gula, which are relevant to the 3 weeks, to Shiva Shabbat Tammuz in the 3 weeks. Okay. Deshua Hashem Behimatzo. The Radak explained that this Nevuah was said to Bnei Yisrael when they're sitting in Golos. The Navi says to them, do tshuva so you can be zocha to return to Eretz Yisrael. That's the angle of the Radak. Amar li Bnei Golos, Deshua Hashem Behimatzo. Ratzalomar Shiasu tshuva, etc. Rav Nevetzel also points out, we're going to be discussing Rav Nevetzel's approach to this Haftorah. It's published in the Sichos Liyom Kippur near the beginning. Because since Rav Nevetzel there discusses Som Gedalia, so as part of discussing Som Gedalia, he has a presentation on this Haftorah. So Rav Nevetzel points out that this Yisod of the Radak, he's going to show many psukim in this parak, you see, really show that is talking to the Jews in Galus, Okay, now. As we said, this Haftorah said it's read at Mincha on the four Tainesim, Som Gedalia, Sarvateves, Shiva, Sarvatamuz, and Tisha B'Av. But it has a special connection with Som Gedalia. What's the special connection? Based on the Pasuk, Deshua Hashem Behimatzo. That means seek Hashem when he is found. Call him when he is near. Well, so we know that the Gemara, the Chazal, and the Rishonim explain this pasuk referring to Aseres Yemei Tshuva. During Aseres Yemei Tshuva, Hashem somehow is closer to us. He's more readily found. So there's a special obligation to cry out to Hashem and get close to Hashem during that time. Oh, so Rav Nevetzel quotes the famous Gemara in Yevamah, Staff Memtes. Menashe was Melech Yehuda. He was a Rasha, and Menashe asked the Kasha. He says, Yeshaya, what your nevuah is against the Torah. Your nevuah says, "Deshua Hashem b'matzo, krov yoso karov." So it sounds that sometimes Hashem is close, and sometimes Hashem is not so close. And the Chumash it says in Devarim Perak Dalid, "Kimi goy gadol," etc., that Hashem krovim elav b'chol kareinu elav. That we're close to Hashem whenever we call out to Hashem. Oh, so Menashe, in a sense, raised a stira. Menashe raises a stira between the pasuk here in Yeshaya and the pasuk in the Chumash. Oh, so the Gemara brings the teretz to this stira. The Gemara says there's a difference between a yachid and a tzibur. There's a difference between a yachid and a tzibur. Oh, the Gemara's language is hab yachid hab tzibur. For yachid emas ego aseres yamim sheben rashanu yom kippur. So the idea is as follows: a tzibur that gets together to do tshuva, then Hashem always accepts their tshuva. B'chol kareinu, Hashem always accepts their tshuva. Right away, Hashem always accepts their tshuva. But a yachid, when is a yachid's tshuva more readily accepted? During the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, when Hashem is particularly close. Now, Rav Nevetzel points out as follows: this Gemara does not mean Ein Kavanas HaGemara. The Gemara does not mean that a Yachid does tshuva at a different time, it's not going to be accepted. That we don't believe. Obviously, if a Jew does a full tshuva with a sincere tshuva, so Hashem accepts the tshuva. But it means that these 10 days, the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, are more misugal for tshuva. Tshuva is more readily accessible. It's more readily doable. Rav Nevetzel says, Halev Patuach Yoter Lasias Tshuva. The lev is more open to the idea of tshuva at this time. But certainly, if a person is mitzorer, if a person is woken up, if a person stirs himself to do tshuva, b'lev shalim, any time during the year, titkabel tshuva shubachol yom b'shana. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, yesh kono olamo b'sha'achas. You can be kono your olam in 1 hour. You do tshuva, Rav Nevetzel quotes that Gemara, then at any time during the year. So that's point number one. Point number two, even though the Gemara says that at Tzibur Hashem listens to any time during the year, but even at Tzibur has a special status in Aseres Yemei Tshuva. The idea of davening together and doing tshuva together, you still have the maila of Aseret Yemei Tshuva. So during Aseret Yemei Tshuva, you have the two milas. You have the mila of Tzibur and the mila of Aseret Yemei Tshuva. That's if you're davening as a Tzibur. A Yachid, during Aseret Yemei Tshuva, has the special mila, and the rest of the year, it's just the regular, ordinary Tshuva. So those are Nemetzal's two comments. So the lessons for us, of course, are Aseret Yemei Tshuva, we should be very careful to focus on Tshuva. Aseret Yemei Tshuva, that we should be very careful to focus on Tshuva, and in general, to always think about ways to work on things at Tzibur. The more you do things at Tzibur, the better impact Hashem, in a sense, is closer to you in that scenario. Well, just one comment about that Gemara, Yesh Kon Olam Haba Olam B'Sha'achas. So again, the normal explanation, the standard explanation given, is this idea. You can get Olam Haba, you do one out, you do Tshuva in a sincere way, you get a lot of schar. So I know that others explain the Gemara, you can explain the Gemara in another way. Rabbi Einemar Shlita, the Rav of my parents' shul, so he quoted this Gemara relative to Daf Yomi. He was giving a push for learning Daf Yomi. So he said, what does it mean, Yesh Kon Olam B'Sha'achas? It means, Yikon Olam Haba, 1 hour a day. An hour a day, Daf Yomi. Beautiful pshat. That's what, an hour a day, Daf Yomi, Yikon Olam Haba. Oh, it's a very nice idea. That's number one. Number two, I just want to share with you a mice I heard myself from Rav Aaron Soloveitchik Zatzal. Rav Aaron was giving Parsha Hashkafa Shirim in YU when the Oslo agreements first were signed and first started back in 1993. Oh, and he was very upset and he thought it was terrible. You're giving guns to terrorists. You really see the vision of a gadol that Rav Aaron saw exactly where we were going, exactly what was happening, and everything he was saying would happen back in 93 did. The destructiveness and just the crazy idea of giving guns to our enemies. Okay, so he was talking about it. So, but Rav Aaron doesn't just talk. Rav Aaron was a person of action. He was a gadol, action. So he said, he went to visit Rabin at the time, to Prime Minister Rabin, to talk him out of it. By then, Rav Aaron had two strokes already, and he had a very hard time walking and getting around. And he spent time in a wheelchair when it was very hard for him to get around. So Rav Aaron told us as follows. He flew to Israel, and he told us, he said the following to Prime Minister Rabin. He said, Prime Minister, you're not a religious man. You probably have, how many ordinary mitzvos you have, and, talis and tefillin, davening. He said, but the Gemara says, Yesh kon olam b'sha'achas. A person can kon olam haba in 1 hour, in one great act. So Rav Aaron said to him, when you were one of the generals who led the fight to reconquer the old city of Yerushalayim, Rav Aaron said, I think you were kon olam haba b'sha'achas, that great mitzvah of reconquering that part of Eretz Yisrael, that very kadosh part of Eretz Yisrael, part of Yerushalayim, the essence of Yerushalayim, that you reconquered it, you're calling Olam Haba, I think, B'Sha'achas. However, Rav Aaron said, I think that just like a person can be calling Olam Haba B'Sha'achas, it's also possible to lose it. And Rav Aaron said that he told us, that he said to Prime Minister Rabin, that I think now that you're starting this process of giving everything back, I think you might be losing that which you were kona at that original, that which you were kona, the B'Sha'achas. That's what Rav Aaron Zatzal said to Prime Minister Rabin. Okay. Now, just one idea of pshat on this pasuk. One idea of pshat. It says, Deshu Hashem Mihi Matzo. Seek Hashem when he is found. What exactly does that mean? So the Ratak quotes two pshat. One shot is, Dirshu Hashem, b'chol lev, call out to Hashem with all your heart, so that He will be close to you. Dirshu Hashem b'himatzo, so that He will be found to you. Seek Hashem, not seek Hashem when He is found. That's the pshat that's one angle. That call out to Hashem when He is close to you. That's the idea of Esher Shemei Tshuva. That's the angle that Chazal are taking. The Ratak says, Pashat pshat, it's call out to Hashem, b'inyan sheyimotzei lehem, Call out to Hashem in a way that he will be close to you. He quotes here from his father. To cry out to Hashem wholeheartedly. And cry out to Hashem wholeheartedly. Oh, that's one shot. The Targum Yonasan has a different shot. The Targum Yonasan says, cry out to Hashem, ad de'asun kayamin. The Radak quotes this shot as well. Call out to Hashem when you're still alive. Ratzalom yasu tshuva kona misa. Because then nimsa v'karav. But after misa, it's not shaykh to do tshuva. It's a very powerful pshat. Teshuva Hashem b'himatzo. Call out to Hashem when you can find Hashem still, when a person's alive. Do tshuva when a person's alive, because once a person is nifter, tshuva is not possible. Oh, those are two pshat in pasuk pshat in the pasuk, plus the angle of chazal. Okay, next, pasuk zayin. Yazov, rasha darko, vishav, nachshav, osav. It says, a rasha should give up your way, and a man should give up his sinful thoughts. What's the pshat here with Av and Machshavosav? So L'chora, Pashup pshat could be, a person can have inappropriate thoughts. So the Torah is saying, you have to do, the Navi is telling us, do tshuva on your actions, and also do tshuva on any inappropriate thoughts. Oh, Rav Nevinsol, inappropriate thoughts, you know, like your Hurim Raim. Rav Nevinsol quotes two other possible pshatim. Number one, the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva interprets this pasuk as a reference to midos, a person's midos. That not only does a person have to be careful with his actions, like eating something aser, chil Shabbos, but you also have to do tshuva on midos rose, on midos rose. Oh, that's the Rambam's angle on the pasuk. The Machshavosav refers to one's midos. Rav Nemetzal gives another pshat, this will be a third pshat in the pasuk, that Machshavosav can refer to hashkafos. Because it doesn't have to mean midabro amidus hanefesh. It could also be referring to inyan hashkafos. Oh, hashkafa is not something which is free for anyone to do. You have to have, there are hashkafos of the Torah. That yud gimel yikari yamuna. We have divrei chazal and divrei nevim, etc. Some people say, you know, hashkafically, is Torah mina shemayim? Or chalila not mishemayim? They say, yeah, maybe yes, maybe no. Of course, that's terrible. Of course, that's a mistake. A person has to have not only have the proper actions, a person also has to have the proper hashkafos. So these are three pshatim in the pasuk. A rasha should leave his ways of evil, the actions, and also leave his sins of thought. That could either be hurim raim, it could be a changing one's midos, or it could be having proper hashkafos. Oh, that's pasuk zayin. Regarding Rav Nevinsol's quote of the Rambam Shra in the pasuk, I just wanted to quote for you the Rambam. It's in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Zayin, Halacha Gimel. So the Rambam says, Al tomar she'ein tshuva ela me'averos, she'esh ben ma'isa. Don't think tshuva is only about averos of actions. Elo kishem she'tzarech adam lashuv me'elu, kach hutzarech lechapes v'deos rol she'esh lo. Like Kas, Eva, Kina, Redifas Hamamon and Kavod, Redifas Michaels, etc. Hakol Tzarech Lachzor V'tshuva. And the Rambam says, V'chein Hu Omer, Yazov Rasha V'gomer. So the Rambam quotes this pasuk. So you see that since the Rambam quotes this pasuk, as he's explaining the need to do tshuva on one's midos as well, so you see, that's how the Rambam learns. So Rav Nevinsol is saying something beautiful. He's showing us that the Rambam is giving us his pshat in the pasuk, in the fact that in that the Rambam quotes this pasuk in this context. Oh, it's a beautiful diuk in the Rambam. Okay, next, the Navi continues. Kigo machshavosai machshavoseichem v'lo darcheichem zeruchayinu Hashem kigavu shemayim yaretz kigavu darcheichem darcheichem. Oh, what's happening here in the Pesukim? Okay, so the Pasuk sounds like you get the impression from the Pasuk there's some sort of debate, some sort of contest, conflict between Machshavosai and Machshavoseichem. Oh, what's happening here in the Pshat, in the Pasuk? Oh, so there's several approaches. One shot Rashi gives is that the Nabi here is saying, in general, the machshava of a chote is batel. It's nullified compared to the machshava of Hashem. Machshava of Hashem is amuka, is nitzchis. And therefore you have to do tshuva. Oh, we'll call that one pashup shot. That's what Rashi says. He says, we recognize that my machshava Hashem, Hashem is saying, my machshava, it's emes, it's deep, it's forever, and your machshavas, they're wrong. You're doing chatoy. You're doing chatoy. Oh, and therefore you have to do tshuva. Okay. That's the first pshat which Rashi gives. But then Rashi quotes a second pshat. And this pshat's also found in the Radak. That gives us follows. That Yeshayahu here is referring to a vikuach, a debate, quote unquote, between Machsheves Yisrael and Machsheves Hashem. And this debate, quote unquote, is mentioned in the Nevuah of Yechezkel. Look in Yechezkel, Perek Yechez, Psukim, Kaf Aleph through Kaf Dalid. Oh, you find the following idea. Yechezkel says, Harasha ki yashuv mikol chatosov, asher asa chayech yeloi lo yamus. Lo pshav asher asa lo yizachru, kol pshav asher asa lo yizachru lo, etc. In other words, the Navi is saying, everything depends on where you're holding now. A person who does tshuva, a real full-fledged tshuva, with a sincere tshuva, the Navi says, Lo yizachru chatoyv harishonim chal. Hashem's not going to hold you to account for the earlier averus. Do full tshuva. Tshuva, and adarabah, the Gemara says, tshuva me'ava, a person's averus can turn to zechuyos. In other words, the Navi is saying that through the koach of tshuva, a person can change the past. It's a very powerful concept. The Navi Yecheskel is saying that through the koach of tshuva, a person can change the past. Look over there in Yecheskel in Perek Yudches, Pasuk of Hey, and the Navi goes on, Vamartim, and you, B'nai Israel, you said, Lo Yitochein, Derech Hashem. No, it's impossible. B'nai Israel says, it's impossible. This doesn't fit. You can't change the past. How can the present erase the past? So you find there in Yecheskel, this debate, quote unquote, between what the Navi says in the name of Hashem and what Am Yisrael's claims. Oh, and the next pasuk, the Navi goes on and says, Hadrachai lo yitachnu beis Yisrael, lo yitachnu beis Yisrael. Halo drachichem lo yitachen. Hashem says, no, my approach. This is what the emes is. So you look in there in the psukim in Yecheskel, Perek Yecheskel. You have this very interesting debate almost. So here, the Navi is referring to that. You know, sometimes people say, look, like doing tshuva won't help anyway. What's the point of, and they don't try to do tshuva. No. Yeshaya is saying, lo machshavosai machshavoseichem. Lo machshavosai machshavoseichem. No. You can do tshuva. Recognize the strength of tshuva. Tshuva can actually change the past. You can do tshuva. Recognize the strength of tshuva. Tshuva can change the past. It's a chizuk. It's a beautiful chizuk for tshuva. It's mamish, beautiful. Oh, it's mamish, a beautiful pshat. Right, the Radak says that Hashem is saying, if I'm mochel, I'm mochel b'emes, v'lo yishar etzli me'avon davar. It's not remembered at all. I don't hold you to account at all. Oh, ordinarily people don't have that koach. Someone does something terrible to them and they totally forget about it. But Hashem says, yes, you do an aveira and you do tshuva, with full charata and tshuva, then as far as schar is concerned, and etc., then an onesh, it's forgotten. Oh, mamash, a beautiful pshat. So these psukim in Yeshaya here, this pasuk in Yeshaya is a remez, it's a chizuk for us, it's a remez to the concept of, to this debate over there in Yecheskel. Oh, beautiful. And that's what the Navi says. This is something which is, you know, on a human level, is basically impossible to understand. The concept of actually changing the past, that's Pasuk Tes. Ki gavu shamayim me'aretz, just like the heavens are so far above and beyond the earth, so too my drachim, my machshavosai, are beyond yours. Taka, on a human level, you won't be able to understand it. But, this is the emes. Oh, this is my machshavosai. It's a chizuk. A beautiful chizuk for us to do tshuva. Oh. So that's how Rav Nevesol elaborates on the Pshat, which Rashi and the Radak are Merames to. As far as the connection to Yechezkel, the Rishon who makes that connection explicitly is the Ibn Ezra. The Ibn Ezra refers to the Psukim in Yechezkel. So Rav Levinsohl points out that what the Ibn Ezra refers to really is the approach that Rashi and the Radak say in a brief way. Rashi and the Radak refer to in a brief way, and Rav Levinsohl elaborates on it. Well, now, then Rav Levinsohl goes on to discuss the idea of tshuva. The ikar of tshuva is charata, regret about the past. Now, this idea that when a person does tshuva, you can almost change the past, so it's true. But you should know there are different levels. The greater the charata, the greater the tshuva, the greater the level of erasure, the greater the level of the erasure of the past. It's a big avoda. It's a big avoda to get to that level. So a person has to do tshuva, and a person has to know that doing tshuva, they can change the past. But you should know, but one should know that doing tshuva is an avoda. And to really have full charata, the deeper the charata, the deeper the regret, the better the tshuva, the better the tshuva is. Oh. So Nemetzal says that a Jew should focus on the charata, and it's terrible, it's a mistake. And then he goes on, and he says here some very powerful ideas. As I mentioned earlier, when I'm quoting here of Nemetzal's ideas, I'm speaking to myself as much as to anyone else. I don't think it's my place to be giving such stark mussar. This mussar applies to me as well. But to be a schluss for all of us, that we should be inspired to do better, more and better tshuva by hearing the ideas of Rav Nemetzal. Rav Nemetzal says that tshuva is, charata is, that a person gets to the level, he says, that the chait is a davar hatipshi biyoter sha'asa b'chayav. It's the, I guess the word is, stupidest thing you did your whole life, to do a chait. You know something's actually, you do it anyway. It's crazy. That's the level a person should try to get to recognize how terrible an aveira is going against the Dvar Hashem. Oh, that's what Rav Nemetzal says. Oh. Now, Amnam, Rav Nemetzal writes, Lo kal lehagia l'rama kazu shel charata. It's not easy to get to this level. V'kanireh, here he says a chiddush. L'chein einenu nohagim l'havtiach b'vidui shelo nechto l'haba. Kedrishas HaRambam. When the Rambam lists what tshuva is about, the definition of tshuva, the Rambam includes Kabbalah ala asid, ala haba, as part of the basic definition of tshuva. So how come in our viduis we don't mention it? We mention charata, we mention we'll be poorish of the chait, but what about Kabbalah ala asid? We don't mention that. Rather, what do we say in tefillah? We're mevakshim milifnei Hashem shelo nechata'od. Oh, why not? So Rav Nemetzal thinks because it's such a high madrega to get to know, to say fully, there's no way I'll do this aveira again. So to avoid the appearance of sheker, we don't say it. Rather, what should a Jew do? A Jew should always have to try that this year will be at least a little better than last year. Oh, at least a little better than last year. Rav Nemetzal says to you something very powerful. This is Rav Nemetzal speaking. Ani yodea me'atzmi, shegami metfadeh al bitul Torah, l'dugma, eini meshuchna, shebishana haba'a lo avatel Torah klal. Rav Nemetzal writes about himself that if I say vida bitul Torah, for example, I'm not convinced that in the next year I won't be mevatel Torah at all. But at least you have to say and try that next year should be better than this year. For he gives an example. Let's say in the Beis Medrash, you sit next to somebody, and you know this somebody always starts conversation with you, he's about to you from your learning. So you should know, this coming year, maybe I'll sit somewhere else. It has to be better than before. You have to have that Kabbalah al-Asid to make it better, at least a little better. I mean, preferably not to do it at all. But at least, it has to get better. It has to be better. Oh, this is what Nevin Sol writes. Now, this idea we've discussed before. Rav Neiman Saul says, Hisharnu be'avar, shaloga haloch b'kfius b'tchusha shajibro nefesh. You shouldn't always walk around with this feeling of being broken. Because the Yetzer Hara knows that when a person feels broken, when a person feels yeyush, the Yetzer Hara knows it can lead a person away from Hashem. Oh, and this we discussed in the past. This is Rav Neiman Saul's approach. The cup is half full. Focus on the positive. But here we're discussing Aser Shemei Tshuva. Here we're discussing the days of Tainios. These are the days that are miyuah, that are set aside for tshuva during the year. Oh, so that's what's happening here. During this focus, this shivron lev, should be one's focus during these times of the year where we're focused on tshuva. But if you, I discussed elsewhere, Rav Neiman Saul's approach, his sicha in Parshas Vayechi, and his approach to simcha in Parshas Re, and in his sicha to Parshas Vayechi, and in his approach to simcha in Parshas Re. This is Rav Neiman Saul's approach. Oh, so the essence of tshuva is harata. The deeper the harata, the better the tshuva. Oh, and it's an avoda to get to that level of harata, and it's not easy to get there. At least try to get there partially. And in general, don't focus on being brokenhearted. But these times during the year is when there's a more of a focus, in a sense, on the negative side. Oh. That's Rav Neiman Saul's approach to Psukim, Ches, and Tes. This idea that even in doing tshuva, one should be careful not to be too much bitzar. You know, in the olden days, it was more common. People doing tshuva would sometimes take upon themselves fast days, and they would fast as part of the tshuva process to cause themselves, you know, a physical tsar as part of the tshuva process. Nowadays, that's much less common. Rabbanim nowadays, we'll see in a second, a story from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. They'll suggest things like along the lines of, don't eat one of your favorite foods for a month. Instead, we'll see. And the reason why Rabbanim don't generally encourage that approach now is because the idea that it brings a person to being broken and yeyush and having tsar, and too much tsar, even when you're doing tshuva, too much tsar, the Yetzer Hara knows how to grab the tsar and use it in negative ways. So I'll just share with you a story that's found in Rav Hanoch Teller's biography of Shlomo Zalman. It's a beautiful story about this idea, about doing tshuva, and even when you're doing tshuva, to recognize, and even when during the tshuva time a person is, you know, you do focus more on the negative, to always try to maintain that aspect of simcha. Oh. A student approached Rav Shlomo Zalman on behalf of a friend to ask an unusual shaila. The friend wanted to know how many fast days he should accept upon himself in order to rectify a wrongdoing. Rav Shlomo Zalman told the young man that he had to convince his friend not to accept any fast days upon himself. Nowadays, the Rav said, fasts can and usually do lead to sadness, and sadness is the very root of impurity. Others say depression is the tool of the Yetzer Hara. If your friend is married, the crime of fasting can become felonious. When he comes home to break his fast, if food is not ready for him, he might become angry with his wife. And once he gets angry for any cause, then whatever benefit there was to his fasting is outweighed by the loss. But the young man persisted, "What should I tell my friend then? He very much wants to fast." Shlomo Zalman reiterated that he would be best advised, especially if he was indeed a friend, to convince the fellow not to engage in fasting. However, if he remains adamant, then he should refrain from eating two of his favorite dishes for a month's time, and no longer than that. Again, the young man stubbornly refused to accept the golden reply. "My friend would feel that this question wasn't answered," he objected. Well, then Rav Shlomo Zalman responded with a shrug of his shoulders, "If you cannot get him to any of the above, and he's still bent on fasting, then have him fast Mondays and Thursdays during the month of Elul until midday, until lunchtime." Oh, it's a classic example. Rav Shlomo Zalman says here, sadness is the very root of impurity. It's, generally speaking, not good to be sad. The Yetzer Hara wants a person to be sad. A person's sad, they get down. Normally, when a person is sad and down, they're not inspired to serve Hashem better because they're down and sad. So we're supposed to try to be besimcha. As Rav Neiman Saul writes, the cup is, we're supposed to view the cup as half full,
not half empty.
So again, even during the times of tshuva, where the focus is more negative, what we're saying now is, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, and Rav Nevin Saul himself, what Rav Shlomo Zalman says, even during that time, try to keep the overall perspective of having a simcha angle as well. To not overdo the sense of being brokenhearted, because in the modern world, people that get down and depressed and have yeyush, it often leads to negative things, to negative consequences. Oh. In other words, we see from this story that even when one's doing tshuva, you have to find the right, and there's a natural focus more on the negative, you still have to find the right balance between the charata and the feeling bad, and maintaining a level of simcha with one's overall life, because if a person lacks simcha in his life in general, it can lead to problems. So even in the time of tshuva, where we do focus more on the negative, one still has to try to maintain that balance. That's the lesson of this story from Rav Shlomo Zalman. Okay, next. We're up to Pasuk, Psukim Yud and Yud Aleph. So the Rebbe continues. Ki kasher yireid ha-geshem ve-ashag min ha-shamayim, v'shama lo yashuv, ki mivas ha-aretz v'olidah v'itzmicha. Oh, when the rain and the snow fall from the shamayim, they don't return there. Rather, it satiates the ground and furthers the growth of the produce in the ground. Kein yed v'ri asher yitzei mipi, v'yashuv alai reikam, etc. So too Hashem says, anything that I say will not return to me empty. Rather, whatever Hashem says will be accomplished. Oh. So what's happening here, Pshat, in these psukim? So Pashtip Pshat, Rav Nevetzal explains as follows. And then it says as follows. The Navi here is reinforcing that which he just mentioned above. Above, the Navi said, referred to this debate of the Machshavos Ayat and Machshavos Seichem. And Bnei Yisrael say, Hashem, we don't understand. We don't understand. Hashem says, yes, you don't understand, but you should know, Machshavos Hashem is beyond you. And you should know, Hashem is saying, you should know that what I say and what I think is just as real and just as definite. It should be just as real and definite in your eyes as rain is in your eyes. If it rains, a person knows if the rain comes down, the ground gets wet. If the rain comes down, the ground gets wet and there's more nutrients in the ground. Things can grow. That's part of nature. You ask any person, he says, yes, rain comes down, the plants grow. That's part of the natural world. It's definite. It isn't something that I think about. Maybe yes, maybe no. Rain helps to make things grow. Hashem says, that's how you have to feel about what I'm saying now, even if you don't understand it. But you should know that just like it's a given, it's a fact, it's a natural fact of physical nature, that when rain comes down, it helps make things grow. It helps make things grow. So too, Hashem says, with my dvari, if I say something, if I hold something, if I have a thought, it's going to happen. So if I say tshuva works, tshuva works. Oh, it's a beautiful pshat. It's a beautiful pshat. So again, Rav Nevetzal concludes, this pasuk is me'odeid et achotei lashuv. It gives support to do tshuva. It says, don't worry, even if, then I'll be saying, you should know, tshuva works. And tshuva, the knowledge that tshuva works is as definite as the knowledge that rain helps make things grow. Oh. So that's pashuk pshat of the flow of psukim yud and yud aleph coming off of psukim ches and tes. But there's another idea here. Even deeper. What I'm saying now is based on what Rav Nevetzal says. I'm not sure it's exactly his idea, but it's based on what he says. You know, when you plant something in the ground, you plant a seed in the ground. Now in the beginning, what happens? Well, first you bury it in the ground, and then it disintegrates, rikavon. A seed breaks apart, in a sense. It breaks down in order to grow. And then in the end, it ends up growing and some food comes from it. But the first stage of how planting works is you bury a seed in the ground, the seed breaks apart. That in a sense it rots. In a sense it rots. The seed, in a sense, it rots, it breaks apart. And then from that something beautiful grows. So Nevin Saul says, that is also, that's another deeper mashal for how a person who sins should view his chatayim. That even though a person did a chait, and a chait is bad, and you shouldn't do, and a person shouldn't do chatayim. But once the chait was done, there is potential for the chait to become something great. How? If a person does tshuva, the Gemara says, b'makam shabali tshuva omdim, ain't the Gemara omdim. Because tshuva is so difficult, the person does tshuva, so in a sense they're at a higher level because they've done tshuva, and they're conquering the Yetzirah, which is even stronger. And so in a sense it can help them get to a higher level. So the chait can end up playing this role in one's present level. The chait, in a sense, can help you achieve a higher level. Now, obviously, this doesn't mean we're supposed to go do chataim to get to this level. That's not the Torah approach. But the idea that a chote should say to himself, it's not just that if I do tshuva, I can erase the past. If I do tshuva, I should recognize that I'm actually using and changing the past into something positive in that now I'm at a higher level that I'm a Baal tshuva. So it's a chizuk. Rav Nevin Saul here, it's a chizuk. It's Melder Chote Goshu. That Gamcha To'ov Atzmam. Gamcha To'ov Atzmam can serve a positive function for the person himself. Oh. It's a very powerful idea. It's a very powerful idea. So that's why the Navi, it's not just a mashal about nature in general. It's a mashal that when the rain falls, it helps the zera grow. The zera grows la zoreya. Why this specific mashal? Because the idea is that the same way the process of seeds growing works, one can apply that as a nimshal. That's going to be the mashal for the nimshal of a person doing tshuva from chatayim. Again, Rav Nevin doesn't say that exact idea, but what I'm saying is basically, it's based on what Rav Nevin Saul here says. Oh. Okay. Now the Navi continues. Kiva simcha seitzeyu v'shalom tuvalun. Oh. You're going to leave with joy and with peace. You're going to come. What's pshat here? So pashat pshat. This refers to leaving Galus and going back to Eretz Yisrael. To leaving Galus and going back to Eretz Yisrael. Rash says, kiva simcha seitzeyu mina Galus. So you should know the Galus is going to come. So Rav Nevin Saul points out that this pasuk again fits well with the Radak's introduction that Yeshaya here is talking to the Jews in Golus. He's saying the Gula is going to come, and you should know the Gula is going to come. B'simcha. Oh, what's the idea? Harim v'agvos yivtzchu lifnechem rina, that the nature is going to burst forth in song. The mountains, the hills, the trees. What's the idea of the nature sort of being a part of the simcha of the geula? What's the idea that the nature is going to be part of the simcha of the geula? So Rashi says as follows. Rashi says here in the pasuk, sheyitnu lehem piryam utzmachim v'yehanu yoshveihem. So Rashi says this means that when we come back to Eretz Yisrael, the land's going to give its fruits. And in that way, it's going to join in the simcha of the geula. It's a mamash, a beautiful Rashi. Oh, the land will give its fruit, and the inhabitants of Eretz Yisrael will derive the hana, the benefit from there. So Rav Nevin Saul points out that this Rashi here in mamash reminds us of what Rashi says in Vayikra, Perek Kavav, Pasuk Lamed Beis. The pasuk there says, "V'shamu aleha oyveichem," that your enemies will, your enemies will live in desolation in Eretz Yisrael, in the middle of the klala, in Parshas Bichukosai. Hashem says, if you do aveiros, you're going to be thrown into galus. Your enemies will take over Eretz Yisrael. In the middle of that discussion, the pasuk says, and they will be in desolation. B'shamim over there. What's the pshat? Rashi says, Hashem there is giving us a mini bracha within The klal. What's the mini bracha? That the goyim will never be able to have a real foothold in Eretz Yisrael. They will not be able to succeed in causing Eretz Yisrael to be fruitful. In a sense, Eretz Yisrael is going to be waiting for you to come back. Eretz Yisrael is going to be waiting for you, Bnei Yisrael, to come back. Oh. So what Rashi says here, that the natural world of Eretz Yisrael will be part of the Geula, Mamish, it's a very parallel idea. It's this beautiful pshat. Rav Nemetzel here is saying that this is Rav Nemetzel's chiddush to connect these two. That the Rashi and Yeshaya, Perek Nun Hei, Pasuk Yud Beis, blends in very well with the Rashi and Vayikra, Perek Kaf Vav, Pasuk Lamed Beis. And Rav Nemetzel concludes, as we've seen with our own eyes, as the economic growth of the last 100 years in Eretz Yisrael, after the many centuries of desolation, nobody was able to successfully plant and succeed and live and thrive in Eretz Yisrael on a physical level until the Jews began coming back. In the last 100, 150 years. Oh, a beautiful chiddush from Rav Nemetzel connecting these two Rashis. I just want to read the Rashi and the Ramban over there in B'chukosai. Rashi there says in Kaf Vav Lamed Beis, V'hashimoseni Yisarat, Hashem says, I will make the land desolate. Zu mida tova liYisrael, Rashi says. Shelo yimtzu ha'oivim nachas ruach ba'artzam, shetei shomeima miyoshveho. Oh. And that's what the pasuk means. V'shama oivechem means that the goyim won't be able to live here because of the desolation. That's mamish pshat in the pasuk. It's a bracha to us. The goyim will never be able to get out of desolation in Eretz Yisrael. Oh, and we've seen it happen in our own eyes. And then the Ramban there elaborates a little more. The Ramban is on an earlier pasuk. There's a long Ramban in B'chukosai, and the Ramban there says as follows. The Ramban says that which it says v'shamu le'avichem he besura tova mevaseret b'chol hagolios. She'ein artzeinu mekabelas es oyveinu. Ein artzeinu mekabelas es oyveinu. V'gamzu raya gedol v'avtochalanu. There's a proof for our muna. Ki go timsa b'chol ha'yishuv eret asher hitova b'rechava v'asher haisa nosheves mi'olam v'chareh v'kamoa. It's amazing. Ramban speaking his day. There's not one other country that at one point was so settled and thriving, and now it's desolate. So the Ramban was testifying back in his day, 700, 800 years ago, that the fact that Israel was desolate now was a proof for our Muna. Oh, ki mi'oz yotzanu mimeno lo kibra uma v'loshon. No other, it didn't accept any other nation. V'kula mishtadlim lo shim ve'en l'kel yadam, none are successful. So the Ramban points out that when imagine living in the time of the Ramban, he's saying it's a chizik for our muna. The fact that Eretz Yisrael is desolate now is a key of this pasuk. So the Ramban was pointing out in his day, this is beautiful. The Ramban was pointing out in his day how that was a chizik for their muna then. And now we have a chizik for our muna now, because now we've seen, after so many centuries of desolation, we've seen the reflowering of Eretz Yisrael. We've seen the reflowering of Eretz Yisrael. Mom is beautiful. And Rav Nemetzel thinks this whole approach, this whole idea is being hinted at in this pasuk, and Rashi explains that the hills and the mountains will burst forth in song. They will, as Rashi explains, they're going to produce fruits and plants for us when we come back to Eretz Yisrael.